In today's episode, we are going to be talking about five things I wish I would have known before I became an entrepreneur. If you are on that journey, or maybe if you've been doing it for just a little bit of time, this podcast is going to be super helpful for you because it's going to help to normalize some things for you and help you hopefully to get on a better path if you're not already on a good one. So make sure you join me and I will see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have the desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances. And today I have something cool for you that I wanted to share about some of the things that I wish I would have known before I became an entrepreneur, because I'm telling you, my goal is to help as many people as possible be the best they can on this side of heaven in their entrepreneurial journey so that you can impact as many people as you are supposed to impact. I think that that oftentimes comes by way of knowledge. It comes by way of listening. It comes by way of learning. And I want to be able to just to share some of the experiences that I've had. And I bet you have had them as well. So for those of you who are just getting started out, or you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, you're thinking about launching something, the time of this recording, we're at the end of a year, or close to the end of a year, and we're about to go into a new year, which means a new season. And oftentimes that's when people say, next year, I'm going to do it, you know, or next quarter, or in the summer, or whatever. You just kind of find this place and time where you're saying, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get started on this thing. And if that is you, I think that this particular podcast is going to be something that's going to be good for you. I want to also make sure that I say thank you to all of you who have been following me for as long as you have, whether it's your first podcast or you've been here from the absolute beginning, 100 episodes or so ago. I just appreciate you. I appreciate those of you from all over the world that is listening to me. I thank you for those of you who are making donations. You can always do that by looking in the description, clicking on that button, and doing what you feel in your heart to be able to do, because it's going to continue to help this podcast to grow. And for that, I thank you. So again, we're talking about some of the things, five things that I wish I would have known before I got started as an entrepreneur. These are in no particular order. It was just like, these are the things that I thought, like, man, this would really help somebody if they would have really understood it prior to getting started. And so I'm going to talk about those things. So number one, one of the things that I wish I would have known before I got started, you're going to lose a lot of money before you make any, a lot, most of the time in the thousands. And this is why I believe that if you are wanting to get started as an entrepreneur, that you keep a flow of income in some sort of way. So that may look like keeping your job, your day job. It might mean, if you're thinking about going into entrepreneurship, it might mean, you know, doing some, some lucrative type of coaching or consulting that not from you, but for someone else, like someone you're working for this company, you're doing maybe a 1099, but you know that there's not going to be any time soon where you are going to be let go of, or whatever the case may be. Because I'm telling you, trying to be an entrepreneur on a little bit of money, or trying to be an entrepreneur where you say, I'm going to quit this job and step out on faith and do this thing, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard if you have some money. And now let me go back to this statement I talked about, of stepping out on faith, because some people just, you know, hear from God and God leads them to step out on faith. And I believe that if that's what God is saying to you, then you have to honor what God is saying. What I will say is, your bills don't know God and they don't have faith. And what I am saying is that, we should always be looking, prayerfully at what's coming up. And I know that there are some of us that you know, we have different levels of faith, right? You know, newer babes in Christ, their faith might, well, just depend on who you are. You know, I'm going to digress from what I was about to say, but some people's faith are a lot stronger than others based on a whole lot of reasons. And we always have to be about following God. I just know that an entrepreneur, it is very, very challenging to become an entrepreneur and quite frankly, a successful entrepreneur. And so if that is in fact the case, and you know that money is a stressor for you, it is going to be very, very important for you to look at ways that you're going to make sure that you can have some income. You're going to also have to look at ways that you're going to have to downsize on some things or sacrifice some things. You're going to have to cut some things off and not use some things that you were using and not, you know, go out and spend as much money in certain areas because you want to put those finances into your business, because there's going to be a lot of money that you're going to have to put in. And I'm really, 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 really talking about, you know, for sure, thousands. I know that there's a lot of people that are starting businesses on what I like to call a shoestring budget, right? You might have less than $500 and, you know, you're trying to make the thing work and you can't really spend a lot. And I'm just going to say that the majority, I'm talking high 90% of those folks, it's going to take a lot longer to do that because it's just hard. We are so evolving so much. I mean, even ads on Facebook is just, they're just crazy, no matter where you're going. And, you know, ads are always the fastest way to get people to know who you are, spending money on ads. But again, that's spending money. And the reality is that there are never any guarantees. And so you're going to lose a lot of money before you make money, or you're going to spend a lot of money before you make money. And there are no guarantees, but you still have to do it. There's no one way or no right way to do it. It's just you have to get out there and do it and make sure that you're making adjustments as you need to. So for people that, if you're listening to someone and they're telling you that, you know, they did it a different way, you know, that may very well be true. Like I try to track as well as I can their beginning, right? Like, and I'm speaking specifically to you solopreneurs out there. You doing it by yourself, your mompreneurs, you doing it by yourself, meaning you don't have a partner to help you with it. You don't have a family that's going to lend you money. You don't have anybody or anything to fall back on. It's you. That's going to always be more challenging, because a lot of people that start, or I should say some people that start in the entrepreneurial journey do have support like that. They do have family that can lend them money, or family they can borrow, you know, larger sums of money from. They do have, you know, a spouse that's taking care of them financially. And that makes a huge, huge, huge difference, right? And so you have to always be conscious of who you are listening to when you are getting started. You know, when people are telling their story, you gotta listen to what's being said, and oftentimes what's not being said, I like to say. But make sure that you understand that there's going to be a lot of money that's going to be poured out, but that's really kind of the price of admission to getting into entrepreneurship at times. Number two, I wish I would have known that I needed to spend a lot more money monthly, right? You're going to be probably in the neighborhood of hundreds of dollars monthly. Anywhere from, I'm thinking, a healthy $200 to $500 monthly. It could be a little bit less. And the reason why I understand that is because the more technology that I use, the more automaticity that I have, the better it's going to be for me in the long run. It might be, again, this is why you end up spending a lot. There might be things that I have to put out at the beginning when I'm just getting started. And oftentimes that's what they do. They like give you a 14-day trial. It's like, 14 days, I need 14 days just to log in and figure out what's going on, right? And so you oftentimes have to put out a lot of money just to get started. But in a lot of respects, you're going to need that sort of thing to be able to help you get where you need to go. You might have to be in a group that you're paying someone to get more in-depth information, but they're going to walk with you, you know, hand in hand. You might have to have a coach, which is one of the things that I have. I'm going to talk about a little bit later on the list. You might have to do that. And I would encourage you in a lot of respects to do that. And the reality is that if you want to really get where you want to go, you spend as much as you can to get there without putting yourself out, without, you know, spending your rent money or your mortgage money, your car money, your kid money. Spend as much as you can. I wish I'd have understood that, because that's always in a lot of respects going to help you to go get where you want to go faster. It's going to help you with your learning curve. And there's just money oftentimes that you're going to spend, and you're going to find out that wasn't the right way to go. It's just part of it. Don't beat yourself up because of that. Don't get down on yourself because of that. Don't think you did the wrong thing and you made the wrong decisions or any of that. It's just, you have to learn. I believe the mindset that I keep about this is, even if I go down a road and that's not the road to go down, I am learning something on that road that might bless somebody right there. Instead of saying, I don't want to do it because this might not be the right thing, I jump in and learn what I'm supposed to learn, glean what I'm supposed to glean. And then I utilize that information for later when I need to utilize that information. So I want you to not be hard on yourself. If something like that happens to you, just pick yourself up and just go into another direction. But I wish I would have known that it was going to cost me that kind of money every single month to run the types of businesses that I wanted to run as excellently as I wanted to run them. Number three, I wish I would have known that the time frames I had that I set for myself to start making money were just going to be wrong, especially if it was something that I didn't have any knowledge of, or I didn't have any track record in before. It was just going to take longer. Again, this is always speaking first and foremost to those solopreneurs that are out there, because that can definitely look different if you have someone that's supporting you, have someone that's helping you, have someone that's just answering the phones, answering emails. Anybody that's helping you is going to make a difference, because it's more than one, right? But I wish I would have known it was going to take way, way, way longer, because one of the things that happened was we begin to put arbitrary timelines on ourselves. We just have a guesstimation. Oh, this should take about 6 months for me to do, or 6 weeks, or whatever the case may be, because one of the things that we do is, and one of the things that I've done is, I'm taking some of the things and some of the skill sets that I have in other areas, right? So let's say that, you know, I have a skill set with I'm writing a course, and I can write a course fast, and I know I can write a course fast. But then let's say now I want to start doing a video podcasting, and I don't know anything about how to do videos, and I don't know anything about podcasts. I say, it should take me about 6 months, because I know over there writing courses I can do that fast. But this is something totally different. Never have done it before. Don't know how it's supposed to sound. Don't know the microphone, the speakers, the headphones, the software, how to record it, which platform to record on. Should I do it on Zoom? Should I not do it on Zoom? Like, there is so much more of a learning curve on this other thing. And again, I'm using an example, but what ends up happening is we think that because we have a skill set in one area, or that we learn very quickly, that that's going to be the same in this new area. And that is the farthest thing from the truth. And then again, what we're putting timelines on that we haven't actually put on paper to like spread out to say, like, yes, this is, I'm going to have this done by here, this done by here, this done by here. It's all in our heads. And the majority of the time when it's in your head, it's not going to work, because sometimes it's just, the math don't math, because it's in your head and you forgot all these other things. So you got to, you know what the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. You got to write it down. You have to write it down so that you can see. And that can help you oftentimes know that your timeline is off. So even if you do that, even if you are one that's smart enough to write that timeline down, I'm telling you to double it. I'm telling you to double your time, because I promise you life is going to start lifing. And in some respects, if you have less money, triple it. And the reason why I'm telling you that is so that you give yourself enough time to fail forward and fail fast. That might bless somebody right there. Fail forward, fail fast, and get yourself back up and keep going, because it's just going to take time. Especially if you're trying to get to, you know, these, you know, six figures a month, right? Or even if you're trying to get to six figures a year, that's still five figures a month. You still have to do just about five figures a month. You still have to do what it is that you have to do in order to get there, especially if you haven't done it before. You might be a person that say that you're making $50,000 $100 a year, and you're like, oh man, I'm starting this new gig. I should be able to double my income. Here's really the rule of thumb: go 20% higher. Whatever salary you have or whatever you're trying to make your first year, you say the next year, I want to go 20% higher. Can you go way more? Absolutely. You absolutely can. But you want to have steady growth, because oftentimes quick growth is the fastest way to fail. My Lord and my God, it's the fastest way to fail. So you want to have that steady growth, that sustainable growth, so that you can, as you're going where you want to go, you can see the changes that need to be made. Because sometimes I'm telling you, fast growth, it can be overwhelming. It can absolutely be overwhelming. And I wish I'd have known that before I got started. The next thing I wish I would have known is what I was actually doing might not work for me. Right now, I know that there are many of you guys that are out there who have, if you're old school, you probably caught an infomercial a long time ago, like on those, wee hours in the morning when you're watching TV and somebody comes on and is selling something to you. You done ordered the whole thing before you know it, right? Or you've been on Facebook, because you can't be on Facebook without being sold something, or without seeing an ad, or any type of social media for that matter, or someone just telling you something, right? Because advertising is all around us. But you get into something, or you're thinking, I can do that. They're talking to you, they're speaking your language, they're hitting your pain points, and you're like saying, I can do that, right? But you find out later that you don't actually like to be on video. You find out later you don't actually like to do many of the technological things that you have to do in order to make some things work. Well, that can be a simple answer, might just be that what you are trying to do might not work for you. Now, if you are one of those people who just love to learn, like myself, I love to learn, and I have a skill set that's strong enough for me to know what I can do and know what I can't do, know what's above my pay grade. But sometimes people don't know what's above their pay grade until they get into it. And that's okay. It's okay to say, you know what? I tried that and that just doesn't work for me. I don't love that. I don't want to continue down that particular path. At the time of this recording, I'm making some adjustments. I keep telling you guys about this, but I'm making some adjustments in where I am in my life and the things that I want to do. And as I continue to think about pieces and parts of things that I've already done, I can literally feel it in my body saying, I don't want to do it like this anymore. I don't want it to go like this anymore. I don't want to go down that path anymore, because I didn't love it the first time. It's just not for me. So then I'm asking God, what will you have me to do in this season that's unlike the last season? Because that was not for me. If I wish I'd have known that before I got started. So I want you to make sure you're examining your heart and your mind to make sure the way that you're going, you can love all of it, right? You can love all parts of it. And for the parts that you may not love, you can hire someone to do those parts for you, right? And because you guys, that's just what it's going to take, or it's going to take more time. And you, again, going back to what was that? Number three, double or triple that time. And that's okay. But just put it all together correctly. Because I'm telling you, if you go about doing these things in the way that I'm talking about, or not doing in the way that I'm talking about, you're going to be much more successful as an entrepreneur. And number five, I alluded to this before, having a coach, but I said having several coaches. You might have to have several coaches before you find the right one. Now, what I don't like, and I wish I'd have known, is that I don't need to get coaches that have conflicting information. I remember when I was trading several years ago, and I was listening to one person and they said to, buy. And then one person said to sell. And then somebody else's indicator said to hold. And I was like, I was so confused because what I had to recognize was that they all were coming to the chart from a different perspective, right? That's the same thing in entrepreneurship. People are coming to the charge. They're coming to the business that you may want to run from a different perspective. And you have to make sure that there are not conflicting perspectives to begin with. The next thing is that it, you, once you find who you find, I would say stick with them as long as you can. But it's okay to have several coaches, right? Like, I might need a mindset coach, and I might need a coach that's a business coach, and I might need a finance coach, right? And I may need someone who's going to help me with my ads, right? I might need several different people, and that's okay. And sometimes the people that you start with are not the people that you're going to end with for various reasons. I won't get into all of those. Sometimes it could be a God thing. Sometimes it could just be that you just outgrew a person, or they outgrew you, or somebody is evolving in a different direction. That's all okay. But making sure that you understand that getting a coach is absolutely going to help you to get there faster. You're going to have to pay for it. And here's the thing. If you ever, especially if you are wanting to coach and consult, I remember someone said this to me and it made so much sense. Don't try to charge what you're not willing to pay. That might set somebody free right now. Like, I can't charge $10,000 if I've never been willing to pay or paid $10,000, right? Like, if I've spent $5,000, I feel like I could charge $5,000 because I've spent it on someone, right? So be conscious of that. Be conscious of what you're willing to spend for your own education, your own edification, your own knowledge, your own business, because when you get there, you're going to want to have the same for yourself. Those are the top five that I have, and I want to hear if any of those were good for you. You can click on the link in the description and go to the podcast page to be able to leave me even a voice message. My email is down there, because I want to hear from you guys. Give me some more. Those were only five, because I didn't really want this podcast to go that long, because I'm telling you, if you listen to some of those things, or you take in some of those things, it's going to help you be a lot more successful as an entrepreneur. I pray that there was something that I said today that was a blessing to your spirit, and that it will help you to be better at the business that you are trying to grow for yourself, for your family, for your legacy, and always for the kingdom of God. I will see you guys in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.